Julius, baby of the world. Before Julius was born, Lily was the best big sister in the world. She gave him things, she told him secrets, she sang lullabies to him every night. After Julius was born, it was a different story. Lily took her things back. She pinched his tail. She yelled insulting comments into his crib. "I am the queen," said Lily. "I hate Julius." But her parents loved him. They kissed his wet pink nose. They admired his small black eyes. They stroked his sweet white fur. Lily thought his wet pink nose was slimy. She thought his small black eyes were beady. She thought his sweet white fur was not so sweet, especially when he needed his diaper changed. "Julius is the baby of the world," chimed Lily's parents. "Disgusting," said Lily. Lily had to share her room with Julius. "After Julius goes away, I get my room back, right?" she asked. "Julius isn't going anywhere," said Lily's mother. And he didn't. He stayed and stayed and stayed. Lily was supposed to be very quiet while Julius slept. "After Julius goes away, can I talk in a normal voice again?" she shouted. "Julius isn't going anywhere," said Lily's father, and he didn't. He stayed and stayed and stayed. "We want Julius to grow up to be as extraordinary as you," said Lily's mother, "so we must tell him constantly how beautiful he is and how much we love him." When no one was looking, Lily had her own idea. "We want Julius to grow up to be as clever as you," said Lily's father, "so we must sing him his numbers and his letters whenever possible." When no one was looking, Lily had her own idea. She would tell Julius he was ugly and she hated him. She would sing the numbers backwards and inside out, the letters right side and left side, to confuse him. Lily's parents were more than a bit doubtful about leaving the two of them alone together. Lily tried to frighten Julius with her nifty disguises. She learned magic and tried to make him disappear. And when that didn't work, she simply pretended that he did not exist. Lily spent more time than usual in the uncooperative chair. Oh boy. Lily's parents showered her with hugs and kisses and treats of all shapes and sizes. They even let her stay up 15 minutes later every night. It didn't matter. Nothing worked. "I am the queen," said Lily, "and I hate Julius." But her parents loved him. They kissed his wet pink nose, they admired his small black eyes, and they stroked his sweet white fur. Julius is the baby of the world," chimed Lily's parents. "Disgusting," said Lily. Lily's parents were amused when Julius blew a bubble. "Can you believe it?" they exclaimed. But if Lily did the exact same thing, they said, "Lily, let's mind our manners, please." Lily's parents were dazzled when Julius babbled and gurgled. "Such vocabulary," they exclaimed. But if Lily did the exact same thing, they said, "Lily, let's act our age, please." Lily's parents were amazed when Julius screamed. "What lung capacity," they exclaimed. But if Lily did the same exact thing, they said, "Lily, let's restrain ourselves, please." One morning while Lily was busy playing opera, her mother said, "Why don't you put some of that verbal exuberance to good use? Why don't you tell Julius a nice story?" "He's too little to understand a story," said Lily. "He can understand in his own way," said Lily's mother. "Okay," said Lily, smiling. "Julius, the germ of the world, by me," said Lily. "Once upon a time," said Lily, "there was a baby. His name was Julius. Julius was really a germ. Julius was like dust under your bed. If he was a number, he would be zero. If he was food, he would be a raisin or maybe canned spinach. Zero is nothing, and a raisin tastes like dirt." "The end," said Lily. The story earned her 10 minutes in the uncooperative chair. Lily warned her friends, Chester and Wilson and Victor, about babies. "Trust me, they're dreadful," she said. She warned strangers about babies, too. "You will live to regret that bump under your dress," she said. Lily ran away 7 times in one morning. "I am really leaving this time," she called. "Who knows where they'll find me?" The same afternoon, Lily had a tea party and everyone came. Everyone but Julius. His invitation must have gotten lost in the mail, she said. Lily had glorious dreams about Julius and ghastly nightmares, too. Lily's parents showered her with compliments and praise and niceties of all shapes and sizes. They even let her drink her juice out of an antique china cup. It didn't matter. Nothing worked. "I am the queen," said Lily, "and I hate Julius." But her parents loved him. They kissed his wet pink nose. They admired his small black eyes, and they stroked his sweet white fur. "Julius is the baby of the world," chimed Lily's parents. "Disgusting," said Lily. When Lily's mother felt up to it, she planned a festive celebration in honor of Julius. All the relatives came. There was quite a spread. "What's the big deal?" said Lily. "Haven't they seen a silly lump before?" Apparently not. All afternoon, the relatives hovered over Julius. They kissed his wet pink nose, they admired his small black eyes, and they stroked his sweet white fur. "Disgusting," said Cousin Garland. "What?" said Lily. "Julius," said Cousin Garland. "I think his wet pink nose is slimy. I think his small black eyes are beady. And I think his sweet white fur is not so sweet. He needs a diaper change." Lily's nose twitched. Her eyes narrowed. Her fur stood on end. Her tail quivered. "You're talking about my brother," said Lily. "And for your information, his nose is shiny. His eyes are sparkly. And his fur smells like perfume." Cousin Garland was speechless. "He can blow bubbles," continued Lily. "He can babble and gurgle. He can even scream better than anyone." Cousin Garland tried to slink out of the room. "Stop," said Lily. "I am the queen. Watch me closely." Lily picked up Julius. She kissed his wet pink nose. She admired his small black eyes, and she stroked his sweet white fur. "Your turn," said Lily, handing Julius to Cousin Garland. "Kiss, admire, stroke," commanded Lily. "Now repeat after me," said Lily. "Julius is the baby of the world." "Julius is the baby of the world," said Cousin Garland. "Louder," said Lily. "Julius is the baby of the world," shouted Cousin Garland. And from then on, he was, in everybody's opinion, especially Lily's.